Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Today I got time, cuz. Where y'all at?
On that day I was acting cool, cuz. Nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz?
What?
I don't fuck with you, cuz. You disrespecting me.
Woo!
I don't fuck with you. Got time, cuz. I go hard, cuz.
All right. Can y'all see me and hear me? Let me make sure y'all can see me here, honey. Hope you guys are doing good. Happy, what is today? Thursday. Child, the days just keep going. Thursday don't feel no different than Sunday. Saturday don't feel no different than Wednesday. Oh my gosh. I hope you guys are doing good. Hey, that's what's up. Thank y'all for joining me tonight. All right. Looks like we got a lot of people in the building. Let's see here. What's up, VH1 Access? We got a super sticker. Giselda Alvarado sent $4.99. Says, keep it up. Thank you so much, sis. Thank you for the super chat. Appreciate you. Let's see here. We got a new member. Just remember, if you're joining the membership, there's no Discord link. So please be reminded of that. We've let close to over 200 people in, and we're taking a break. It's been way too tedious. Doing it one at a time. So we are taking a break. We have enough people that we've allowed in as of late. So anyways, y'all, hope you guys are doing good. So I know I said I did not want to talk about this stupid ass topic. I really don't. But I have to address it one last time. And this will be the last time I'm addressing this Gorilla Glue Sue bullshit. Okay. Because I see a lot of her little handsome hoes come into my comment section of my video that took me 6 hours to edit and literally a day and a half to research. And now they're coming acting like they have receipts and saying that I'm a bully and I'm a liar and I'm misleading people and all this other fuck shit. Let me get something clear to y'all, because my tea sippers know how I get down. These are people who are not tea sippers. These are her fans. Okay. Because, you know, now it's cool to be her fan. Right? Because she's popping and she's trending. So now it's cool to just, you know, be a blind loyal fan. That's fine. But what y'all's not going to do is come to my comment section with the bullshit. So all these handsome hoes are in my comment section talking about, you know, I'm lying on this girl. First and foremost, let me get this, you know, let me put this out there. I don't give two shits how many hobo tours this girl goes on, how many interviews she does crying and trying to sound, you know, I don't care. I'm not emotionally moved by bullshit, okay? So let me get that clear. First and foremost, she did say that she was thinking about suing. What happened is she got backlash and everybody started talking about it and dragging her. And because she couldn't handle that backlash, then what did she do? Go back into what works best. Victim mode. Remember, I glued this onto my head and I can't get it off. Victim mode. Whenever you don't want to take personal responsibility, bitch, you grab the tiny violin, down, and you know, you cry and hyperventilate, and I have no idea. Y'all better quit playing with me, okay? First and foremost, I have connections. I contacted one of my connections at TMZ, and they've confirmed with me that back on the 8th, when they reached out to her, either she or somebody in her camp, okay, told TMZ that they were thinking about suing. So that didn't just get pulled out of thin air. So we're not going to do that and act like social media just made up this rumor to bring down the black woman. Miss me with the bullshit. On top of that, if this was such a fraudulent story, do you think that TMZ would still have this on their page? Let me go ahead and share my screen really quick, okay? TMZ still has the story that everybody reported on their page. Gorilla Glue hairdo, I still can't get this out after ER. Might be time to sue. Exclusive source. They have all the notes in here that were in here from the other day that she was stating about thinking about suing. So because she wants to backtrack and not stand in her shit, that means nothing to me. But one thing I know about TMZ, they're not going to post a lie and then not retract it. Okay? So if this was not said, this would not be on their site. If they end up removing this, that is because she's guilted them to remove it. That is what she said to them. That was her exclusive that she gave to them. Nobody else reported this until after TMZ. So it's funny that when TMZ reports something, you know, everybody looks to them as a solid news source, but now all of a sudden TMZ is trying to bring her down as if that's not what she told them. So all that, I need to get my facts straight. And I saw her interview and how dare you do this video. You can kick rocks, okay? You can kick rocks. I don't have to lie on anybody or make up falsehoods or any bullshit like that. Like I said, I've been over this damn story. I was never invested in this story. Y'all can go back to my original live stream on Sunday. I told y'all how I felt about the situation. It started going crazier. I bought receipts showing that she was lying. So all these updates, don't send me no updates because I don't care about the story. I don't care about her finally getting that pump it up and that Ampro gel out her damn head. Okay. All she did was basically turn around and put in bonding glue in her hair. That's why her hair looks darker. Her part is damn near gone. She put regular track glue in her hair because she done spun so many lies that she couldn't keep up. Gorilla Glue does not do that to your hair. And let me prove it. There's a woman, this is who needs to go viral because she don't put her damn hair and scalp on the line. There's a woman who decided to make a YouTube channel. Her name is December Reed. And shout out to Brandy Jones. She's one of the ones who sent me this on Discord and a bunch of other people started sending it to me. This woman sprayed her real hair with Gorilla Glue. And the got to be glue to prove to people that this could not be a real story. And then she showed how to get it out of her hair using Guaf. She did a whole hour video breaking this down. And I'm going to show y'all some snippets and I'll put the video in the description. Y'all go ahead and show her some love for even putting herself and her scalp at risk to expose this fraudster. Okay, so nobody has to lie on this girl. Like I said, she never had Gorilla Glue in her hair. She had the stuff that you put on your hair, either hard-ass gel, pump it up. Any black woman, especially you were raised in the 90s, everybody had hard hair in the 90s from finger waves and all that shit. There's also mold that they used to use back in the day that you would put on your real hair. It'd make your real hair hard as hell, and then they would put a quick weave on there. So that way your real hair wasn't damaged. That is what that girl put in her hair. And then once the heat got too hot in the kitchen and people started investigating, because remember, we got all the screenshots. It's funny, if this story was so true, why has she deleted all, you know, a bunch of pictures, a bunch of videos? If you're not hiding anything, then you leave your social media as it's always been. But the fact that she's running to delete stuff and delete comments tells me everything I need to know. So what we're not going to do is try and make me out to be a liar. That's what we're not going to do. Okay. So let me go ahead and show y'all this woman's video, basically calling this bullshit out. Like I said, once again, shout out to Miss December Reed. She did the damn thing.
See, I can't even rub it in. See what happens when I tried to rub it in? See what happens when I tried to rub it down? See what happens when I try to rub it down? All right. I'm going to stop the video for a little while. I'm going to give this a chance to dry. I'm going to give it a chance to dry, and I'll be right back. Okay, so 10 minutes have went by, and look, it's still white. Okay, it's still very much tacky. So y'all know it's on there, right? Okay, y'all know it's on there. You hear it? Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do, for the sound effect, the got to be glue, I'm going to spray the got to be glue on the opposite side, right? For the sound effect. Because it's so hard. Now watch. This right here is going to get harder, faster, and clear up faster. Watch. Try to make sure I get it white. Oh, okay. Okay. So, this side got the Gorilla Glue and it's completely white. See it? This side got the got to be glue and it's not white. Right? I mean, you still see a little bit of flake, but you give it a few minutes, and that'll go away. See, you try to slick this down. It don't tack up and turn white like this side did.
Now, I'm going to show you where she puts the oil in her hair to remove it. Now, y'all go ahead and watch this. Hold on. This is her putting the oil in her hair.
Now, after a good hour of her seeing that the hair did not ever turn black, she just knew something wasn't right, right? Okay, we should have knew something wasn't right. I'm going to put some more of this in there to break it on, break it on, break it on down. Break it on down. Break it on down. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Woo, honey. And if you wore a ponytail for a whole month, girl, it must be maggots in there. Because there's no way possible you can go a whole month and not wash your hair. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to work it through with my fingers real fast. Because it is very much so stuck in there, right? Hold on. I got to go check on my dogs.
All right. Let me show y'all the end, like near the end. Let's see. Where is it at? This is when she washes her hair.
Like icky, it still feel real icky, right? That's all the hair. That's all the hair that then came out. Okay? And y'all watch me. Y'all watch me spray it. Ajax dishwashing liquid. You see that right there? Stuck on grease, easily dissolved. This is some shit. This right here, Dawn. Oh my God. My husband.
All right, let me come back on the screen. So y'all go ahead and show that woman some love. Give her some likes on her video. For this woman to put her own hair through that to debunk this woman is crazy. See, my receipts may not be valid enough for some of y'all who just don't like me anyways. I don't give a fuck. But her receipts are very much valid. Now, it's funny that Gorilla Girl, the Gorilla Glue Girl, flew out to LA and had a surgeon work on her, and the paparazzi were there. She had tubes up her nose, oxygen. Why? The woman in the video just shows you how she put that to her hair, okay, and washed it out easily. All of this is for theatrics. And like I said, my issue with this, like I don't care about her scamming y'all. I told y'all her GoFundMe will get over 30 grand easily. I don't care about any of that. My issue is the bullshit and the way that people are sitting here trying to attack people like me and others who see through the nonsense. Nobody has to lie on this woman. What it is she can't stand in her shit. So now she's deleting and backtracking and changing her story and trying to play victim. But y'all sit there and y'all co-sign that foolishness. It won't be co-signed on my channel. So any of her fans still trying to co-sign her shit, mods, make sure you get them the hell up out the room. Y'all go to her page and y'all go stan her and go worship her. Get out my damn comment section with the bullshit. because I'm not here for it. You can't feed me shit and call it sugar. So thank you to Miss Dallas Reed for that. I mean, excuse me, December Reed for that excellent breakdown. You know what I'm saying? Because I damn sure wasn't about to put no damn Gorilla Glue on my damn wig or my real hair. But thank you for, you know, sacrificing your hair and doing it. You know, and it's ridiculous that people have to come out and do this. It really is. And the thing that's so disturbing in all of this, let me read these super chats. Somebody said, Kitty the Jackson says the lady sacrificed her hair for science and law. Yes, she did, ma'am. And Kitty, I'm going to DM you. I got your message. Thank you for the pictures. I sent everything over that you sent me, so I appreciate it. I'll be DMing you later, so just stay tuned. BV sent $5. She said, not Tessie Smollett. That's what it sounds like to me, honey. Gunman sent something. What do you say? Hold up. Gunman 67 sent $49.99. Says, I need the Discord. My husband loves you too. Finally caught alive. Thank you so much for the super chat. Appreciate you. Angie Estrada says, nothing gets past you, T. Love you. Thank you for exposing the truth. You are more than welcome. Forever Lala says, this is just ridiculous. Auntie, thank you. Thank you, Lala. I appreciate you. King of Makeup says, now that they have shadow banned your video, T, and that lady who debunked hers, T talks truth. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's all they do. When you speak the truth, they want to suppress it in the algorithm and all that goofy stuff. Stephanie Brown sent 10 says, love you, my beautiful internet sis. You're a boss. Thanks. Thanks. Your videos get me through some tough times. Sipping tea with you at the end of time, honey. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, sis. Shaquia sent $19.99. She says, first time ever sending a message. And happy to be in the position to support. Appreciate everything you do. You have got me through a lot. Keep doing your amazing work. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, sis. Rhea Baby says, hey, boo, love you and your channel. Are you going to cover the story about Kalina Kohler? Can you say, I'm going to leave Will? I'm going to leave Will. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. Let's see here. Court Just Court says, ooh, T, you better keep it all the way real. Love from the Shy. You know I will, honey. So, yeah, I appreciate y'all. Like I said, this is not about stopping people from supporting her. I don't give a shit who y'all support. I'm never going to pocket watch anybody. You got people who cry tattoo tears that I get super chats. So I don't care about people donating to her. I didn't donate. I don't care what y'all do with y'all's money. That's your business. But what people are not going to do is try and make it seem like I'm bullying or hating on this girl or making up falsehoods. Y'all got me all the way fucked up. And I'm glad that that woman just basically put everything on blast. Okay. So if y'all want to sit there and believe bullshit, then y'all stay on that side of the internet. Leave us who want to, you know what I'm saying? Who want to support real people who are going through real things. Leave us to our own devices, because what y'all should be asking, instead of trying to cuss me out every 5 minutes on my fucking video, bitch, what you should be asking is, why is the media pushing this story so hard? What are they distracting us from? How many of y'all have heard about how half a damn ranch in Florida almost got killed due to a hacker? I bet you didn't see that on your fucking local news. Oh, no, because all people can talk about is this Gorilla Glue bullshit. Y'all didn't see that. We spoke about it on the Discord because I was like, no, I'm done. No more talking about this girl. Don't post any more updates. We do not care about this story. This story ain't there. It was never interesting in the first place. And all these continuous updates, it ceased yesterday. But for a lot of y'all who do not know, like I told y'all, what was this? A few months ago, when somebody asked me, what do I think the next world, you know, the next world war will be? And I said, the next war will not be on the ground. Nobody gonna be out here fighting with damn swords like in Game of Thrones or shooting and stuff. We're not doing that. The war is going to be fought in cyberspace. And I said it. I said, we need to worry about people hacking into the systems, possibly contaminating the water or turning off the power grid. I said this a few streams ago, and sure enough, just the other day in Florida, somebody was trying to hack into the water supply in several counties in Florida and raise the levels of lye. And that would have killed literally the entire county. But y'all's worried about Gorilla Glue Girl. That's where y'all's attention's at. So while you're over here worrying about her, you could have been giving death to yourself and your family had it not been, you know, found out. And they don't even know who tried to hack it. They're still trying to find out who the hacker is. So again, instead of cussing me out, make sure you're not being distracted by what's really going on out here. I mean, it's getting crazy. Even it's been announced. I told y'all they're going to start trying to charge on all these social media platforms. Twitter just announced that they're getting ready to do a payment thing. Well, if you want to go on Twitter, you got to pay for it. Didn't I say that was coming down the pipeline? That also hit the news. Bet you a lot of people didn't know about that one because they're so obsessed with what the hell is in this girl's head and her self-induced bullshit. Again, nothing but distractions. That's all a lot of this stuff is nothing but distractions. And I'm not going to let foolishness distract me from things that could really affect not only me, but my friends and my family and the people I care about. So I'm sorry if I don't have sympathy for bullshit. I'm sorry if that makes me a mean person. But to me, there's a lot more bigger fish to fry than some woman trying to come up off of social media. Because that's all this was a come up. I'm not mad at you, sis. If you see a sucker, lick it and keep licking till you get to the center of that motherfucker. So I'm not mad at all. But what people are not going to do is question my integrity. We're not going to do that. Child, go ahead and drink some water. Damn it. Look, y'all laughing, talking about some damn ghetto tea. Yes, truth hurts. Truth hurts. Thank you. I don't even know how to pronounce that, honey. CHSBYYA sent $15. She says, T is the truth, nothing but T's truth. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate it. Let's see here. ZY Ramos sent 50. He says, hey, T, I'm officially a member now. I'm a huge fan. I'm on my break at work and I will watch the playback. How do I get on your Discord? LOL, I'm desperate. Also, how do I send you a letter? I love you. P.S. My name is Zoo I. Oh, okay. That's interesting. I wouldn't even thought that because it's just a Z and a Y. Well, thank you so much. Right now, we just let in over 200 people. So we're taking a break right now. I'm bringing in more people. I had just announced that at the beginning of the stream. It's a lot to go through individually one by one. So we're just going to take a freeze on that. So just be aware of that. It's a lot of people trying to get in. And that's the problem is that most people on the Discord, they don't want it to be a bunch of people in there. Like, we like the energy. We would have went crazy if the Discord had the same mentality as everybody on Instagram and Facebook when it came to this story. Like, it was just like, are we living in the Twilight Zone? Like, do you see people being attacked and threatened and cussed out? It was insane. It was insane. So I just don't want our safe space just, you know, ran amok. So that's why I'm just being real selective and real slow on who we bring in. But thank you so much for the support. I appreciate it. Tia Flores in 20 says, I told you, T, you need a PI firm. if you find Jimmy Hoffa, then you're definitely the GOAT. Love you. Keep doing your thing. Thank you so much. No, I mean, like I said, it's not even about that. I just hate when people are being emotionally manipulated. And the thing that's funny is that people will get mad at me for calling out this story. But the same people who are mad have no problem when I call out white people. When I call out white people scamming and scheming, oh, they're here for it. But as soon as you call out a black person for doing the same thing, it's an issue. You're a self-hater. You're a coon. You're this and that. But when I call out Karen and Becky, when I called out the little Australian boy and his mama who put him up to his mama who did all that bullshit along with that actor, Brad, that dwarf actor who was trying to get his name out of the bad press. When I called all that out, I didn't see a bunch of tattooed tears. So I just find the hypocrisy just stunning. You know what I'm saying? But thank you so much. Sweet Diva Dennis J. said $99.99. Thank you so much, sis. She says, MLK said, nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscious and contagious stupidity. Or conscientious stupidity. This demonstrates it very well with Gorilla Glue Sue. Thank you so much, sis. Thank you for the super chat. Appreciate you coming through. Let's see here. Mini Easton 10 says, riding home from work. I can't believe I caught your live. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming through. Let's see here. S. Nash says, T, I think the surgeon is in on it too. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I mean, you figure he jumped up. It's going to boost his business up. Everybody's screaming support, you know, this black surgeon. I wouldn't be surprised because, again, what does she need the oxygen for? What does she need all this for? For what? It's damn glue on your head. She wasn't getting cut open. She wasn't getting brain surgery. Like, the theatrics were just funny to me. I'm like, people are still buying this? Taboo. Let me go ahead and eat my breakfast and go on about my day. Goth Boy Send 499 says, TY, you got me at work dumbfounded. This is exactly why I watch you for informing us and keeping us alert on BS. I thank God for you. Thank you. And I thank God for you too. And it's been a pleasure getting to know you in the Discord. So thank you for supporting. Thank you for the super chat. Jerry Brazil says, I'm directly responsible for everything that's happened in my life. Whatever I am told is a suggestion. Whatever I am offered is an option. But my victories, as well as my shortcomings, come from my decisions. She was wrong. Amen. Amen. And that's the sad part. It's just like, there's no personal responsibility. There's no personal accountability. It's always, you know, this is somebody else's fault, you know, and that's the part I just can't stand, you know, and we just come from an era where, like, if you fuck up, you just take the L. Walk around with shit glued to your forehead for the next week and you just take the L. I'm not used to this new generation of, I got myself into some shit, but now it's everybody else's job to get me out of it. Shit. Won't be me. Thank you for the super chat, though. I'm Kenny Smith, and 5. Hey, Kenny! I still remember you from that slumber party, that pajama jam. That lioness threw. Kenny says, hey, sis, I sent you an email about the Discord. I'm catching up on all your videos. Keep up the good work, darling. Thank you so much, Kenny. Thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Chanel Johnson says, sorry, but ain't no way I'm paying somebody for being stupid. I don't feel bad for old girl at all. Child, you know I already don't. So me and you on the same page. Jacqueline Bramley says, you are amazing and thank you for all your time and effort that you put into your research. Keep up the great work and continue to bless us with your knowledge. To my fellow empaths, I'm sending you my support and positivity. Tea sipper for life. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the super chat. That means a lot. And, you know, like I said, it's frustrating, but I'm used to the hits. You know, I take the hits so other people don't have to. You know, I'll be the bad guy. I'll be the bitch ass Nigerian girl. It is what it is. I could care less what they call me. At the end of the day, I'm not a liar. I have nothing to lie about. I don't gain anything from, you know, calling her out on her bullshit. It's a lie. It's a lie. Like I said, if people want to support that, that's their business. But what you're not going to do is shame me for not supporting it, you know? So that is that. I think I've hit up everything. So y'all can go watch that lady's full video, show her some love, tea sippers, tell her, you know, lovely tea sent y'all. Because for that sister to do that, that's how you know people were just tired of it. Those are people who have discernment, who have common sense. And when people are just tired of watching the foolishness, that's what happens, is that you get a damn hour-long dissertation breaking down her lies. And then you have women on social media willing to put themselves at risk to prove a point. And it's sad that it had to get that far. So we're off that topic. Please do not send me any updates about this woman. People who have my phone number, quit texting me updates. You know who you are. Don't send me nothing else about this woman. I do not care. Y'all are not going to be ruining my morning. I don't want to wake up first in the morning and I see these eyes staring at me with a damn gorilla can. Okay? I like my peace and serenity. I'm going to act like I never even saw this girl 4 days ago. So please do not send me any updates. I don't give a shit. Y'all go to her page with that updates. Don't send them to me. Don't text me updates. Don't DM me any updates. I don't care. I'm not emotionally invested in this story. So we're moving on. We're dead in that topic. So now let's go ahead and talk about Dr. Dre. Now, wasn't he in the hospital recently for like an aneurysm or something? I said, well, damn, Dr. Dre is feeling good. I'm glad he made it out the hospital, honey. So he's feeling good. And so he went on a date. Had a mask on and everything. I said, okay, Dre. Creeping out the damn bushes like a White Walker. Look at this picture of Dr. Dre. Let me show y'all this picture real quick, hoodie. Look at Dr. Dre creeping and shit. Dre, we see you. But now that's not the craziest part. He looks crazy, but that's not the craziest part of the story. Look who he's creeping out of the restaurant with. And why is her bra see-through? Child. April, honey. He was caught with April Jones. April's a beautiful girl, though. Let's, you know, we're not gonna hate. She's a beautiful girl. Child. April says she's trying to come up. I ain't mad at her ass. So they got caught coming out of a restaurant. And Dr. Dre's ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, they're going through a really bad divorce right now. She wants all types of paperwork and receipts on Dr. Dre tricking off on his side pieces and his mistresses. She claims that Dr. Dre is having one of his mistresses live in a house, in a $2 million house. So she's trying to pull his records, okay? Now, am I shocked to see April with Dr. Dre? No. Okay? April has been around a lot of men. Remember, she was the one on live drunk talking about, you know, her fat cat and how, you know, all these guys have hit it and just telling all her damn business when she was drunk. So I'm not surprised. Like I said, April's a pretty girl. So, of course, she's going to attract men. But, you know, Dr. Dre, if you can, I'm going to just say this. And sorry, I don't know how, I just can't, I got to keep it real. Dr. Dre, if you can run around with a woman who is younger than your biological daughter, I think you can call your daughter and go visit her, okay? It's funny that we're seeing Dr. Dre creeping with April Jones, but we have yet to spot Dr. Dre and his daughter going out to dinner and trying to make up for lost time. How about doing that, Dr. Dre? How about making amends with your oldest, okay? She went on a whole hobo tour a month ago. I ain't seen my dad in 10 years. He's never seen his grandkids. Dr. Dre gets sick, ends up in the hospital. You would think that was sperm to, you know, try and reconnect. Let me go see my grandbabies and my daughter. Let's call TMZ to film this. You know, they love to, you know, contact the paparazzi when it's convenient. Oh, no, not Dre. Not Dre Day. Ring, ding, dong. Ring, ding, 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 dong. Kick me his ring. Oh, no, not him. He said, I'm going out with April. So I, you know, like I said, they're both grown. So I mean, this whatever, they're grown. They can do what they want to do. But I just find that really funny. I says, you can go out with April Jones, but not go meet up with your daughter and go actually meet your grandkids for the first time in their life. These grandkids is what, 15 and 12 years old? You know, that's sad that he has not seen these grandkids ever. But yet and still, he's spending time with Omarion's kids, probably. Ain't that crazy? He's probably spent more time with Omarion's children than his daughter and the grandchildren. So I find that whole situation a damn mess. The only good thing I can say is at least they had on a mask. At least they were, you know, social distancing. He's walking 6 feet ahead of her. At least they were, you know what I'm saying, doing the right thing as far as, you know, C-19 goes. Child, when I seen that, I said, April said, y'all not gonna mess up her bag. She said, Fizz ain't got no money, but Dr. Dre do. Honey, April was here for it. So look, man, this whole situation's a hot mess with Dre and April. I just seen that. I couldn't do nothing but just kind of chuckle. Like, really? I'm not shocked at all. So that's the Dre and April situation. So now let's talk about Lamar Odom, okay? So I talked about this. I never really went into details just because when I go to like events, if I'm invited to something, especially if it's like a celebrity event, I'm not going to run out and like, you know, tell the intimate secrets of what happened and stuff like that. But I did say when I came back from that trip with NeNe Leakes and when I went to NeNe Leakes' girls event in Florida, matter of fact, that was the last time I was on any type of vacation because then after that C-19 hit and I've been just stuck here in Minnesota. But when I went to that event, I got a chance to meet Sabrina. I had never heard of her before. I've never seen her, but I've known Lamar. I met Lamar in LA. We had went to a pool party. This was like 2-3 years ago. He was there, very down to earth. I got a picture with him. I posted on Instagram, you know, a few years back. So I had met him before. And Lamar has just, he's always been really personable to his fans and things like that. So now, when I was in Florida and I'm meeting with his new girl, and I'm like, okay, she's, you know, real pretty woman. You know, he seems kind of happy. And I'm not going to talk about anything private that went on, but I can talk about the public stuff because there was just, you know, shit that you see in public, right? But I noticed she was like really possessive. And I noticed, I remember she even said it like, you know, I was trying to talk to him like, you remember when we was all at LA at the pool party and it's like, she's right there. Ma'am, I can't. Oh, okay. All right, well, let me just shimmy over here. You know, it's like she didn't want anybody around Lamar. If you wanted to take a picture with Lamar, you had to take a picture with her and Lamar. Like, dead ass. Any picture I had with Lamar when we was at the event, she was in the picture too. Because how can I crop her out? Oh, no, she had her. Make sure she was right in the middle so you can't even crop. So I know, I said, this is strange. So I didn't think too much of it. Then we went to South Beach. I think y'all saw the videos I had posted. Remember I was on the Versace steps? Versace, yeah. So we was down South Beach at the little party. We're watching the drag queen shows. Drag queens was out there doing their thing. And so, you know, Lamar's a big guy. Everybody knows Lamar. We all know Lammy. And it was like anybody who came near him to take a picture, honey, it could be a 10-year-old child or an old man. Hey, Lamar, I'm a big fan. Can I get a picture? Here she go. I'm like, why does she feel the need to be in every picture? Like, we don't know you, ma'am. We know Lamar. We know Lammy. And so everybody's looking like, can I just get a picture? Like, no. We got a package deal. And, you know, Lamar's the type. He's so laid back that he's going to put his woman first, right? So it's like Lamar was cool with this. So if he's cool with it, who am I to fucking lose sleep? Shit. And I had my food and shit. We went back and went to the next party. Thank you, fuck. But I noticed that was going on, that anytime people would come, she tried to get the picture too. Hey, Lamar, want to take a picture? It's like she was photobombing people at some point. Somebody had wanted to, like, you know, take like a fun picture. You know, he was sitting down and she jumped and sat in his lap. Like, you know how like somebody's sitting down and somebody's like right next to you? She sat in the lap. Like, what the fuck? And we're just watching this like, I don't know if this is going to last because she's being very, very extra possessive. So when the children came out, Lamar's kids came out and said they didn't like her. You know, I kind of understood where they were coming from because like I said, I watched it play out when we were out that night on South Beach as a group. It was just weird. You know, and to the other people who were there, y'all know what the hell I'm talking about. It was just very strange that nobody could get a picture with just Lammy and them. It was Lammy, whoever, and Sabrina in every picture. So now Lamb and Sabrina have broken up. And I guess Sabrina's out here talking about Lamb's on drugs and Lamb is upset. So he done went on to the Wendy Williams show, honey. He's out Wendy Williams spilling all the damn tea. And so basically he caught her a reptilian. I said, well, damn, that was a very strong word, Lamar, a reptilian, really? So Lamar is over it at this point. He's very upset. He's very over it. Yeah, she's very, very just clingy of Lamar. I don't know. It's just really weird. I've never seen anything like it. Because, you know, like I said, I've met Lamar on his own. And when he's been on his own, he takes pictures with people. He talks, you know, very sociable. But when they was together, it was just like she just ran it. And it was just like, and I got to find the pictures. Well, hell, the pictures are on my social media shit. Y'all can go find it. I ain't got time to dig. I know y'all would dig. But yeah, it was just weird. She was just like in everybody's picture with him. So let me go ahead. What are y'all putting? Crocodiles? She, I don't, honey. I must have said, so, oh, reptilian, all the lizards. I don't mean, I mean to say what, I be saying stuff and I forget and then I see the emojis and I be confused. Okay, so y'all putting lizard emojis. The T-Supers are a mess. So let me go ahead and play y'all this interview that he did with Miss Williams, honey. Lam Lam was spilling all the tea. He's very upset, very angry at the way that he's been treated by Miss Sabrina. Why does I always want to play on this other screen? Give me just a second. Let's see. Open with. Okay, here we go. All right, let me go ahead and share my screen with y'all. Sharing is caring. Y'all go ahead and watch.
Now, what's going on with your real-time social life, your relationship with Sabrina, your ex-fiance? We covered it in Hot Topics. It broke my heart to have to think that you were lying, that you never had sex the whole time you were together. You're good looking. Look at that. Look at her.
Yeah, she is good looking, but she's a hurt woman. She has a lot of problems that I don't think any one of us can help her with. She probably needs therapy.
Well, we know that Sabrina has been in jail. Did you know about her past when you met her at the gym, where she became your personal trainer at the gym?
Well, yeah, I knew that she went to prison before.
No,
you know, but I gave her an opportunity. But it's too bad. I feel like that whole relationship, she's just like a decrepit reptilian type of woman, how she moved.
Did you get, Lamar, be careful, Lamar. You're better than that.
I'm on the Wendy Williams show and I'm trying to be honest because this woman was putting out that I was doing drugs.
Well, she did say that.
You're trying to, like, exactly. So anyone that does that to me, of course, if you know my past, that means you're trying to hurt me. You're trying to hurt my progression and my lifestyle.
I understand.
So, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of take that personal.
Well, when you
if you really want to hurt Lamar's feelings and all that, put the drug things on him at this time.
Well, here's the thing. That's obviously not true.
She should know that.
They wouldn't have you doing drugs and fighting in Atlantic City where you won't win, but you'll be in second place. And that's good enough. Now, look, was there cheating in the relationship? Did you cheat on her, Lamar? Sabrina?
I did, but you know what, though? I'm going to be honest with you, Wendy. There were some things that kind of always made me, like, look at her at the corner of my eye.
At her?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, when she told me that she had slept with my ex-wife's significant other.
Who? French? Who? What year? What?
I think...
Come on,
Wendy. You could put that together. I don't say names if I don't have to. But
Marco, help me. Tristan. Damn. Oh.
So when she,
I don't know anything about this. She, neither does Lamar. Chloe, sorry. Chloe's trying to have another baby with him, allegedly. She's forgiven him.
That's good.
Ciao. Let me come back on the screen here, honey. Lamar was spilling all the tea. So what he's saying is that allegedly at some point, Sabrina had also hooked up with Tristan, but this was, I think, before Lamar. But when he called her decrepit reptilian, I'm like, those aren't just normal words that people use in Hollywood, Lamar. What type of smoke signals are you sending, brother? So I find that crazy. I think they were both just kind of messy. And we know third trimester Tristan is for everybody, honey. Ain't nobody, I don't even know why the hell Wendy said French Montana. As soon as she said Chloe's ex, I said, oh, it ain't nobody but third trimester Tristan. All he does is sling his peen around town like Tic Tacs. Nobody's shocked. Let's see here. Ayana Hobson says, what do you think about Bill Gates now owning most of the farmland in the U.S.? We talked about that 2 weeks ago. Thank you for the super chat. S. Owens sentence says, late, but glad I caught you working hard in the stockroom at Family Dollar in Atlanta. LOL. Love you, T. Much blessings to you and your family. Keep it coming, sis. Definitely. And thank you so much for the super chat. But yeah, you know, for him to say reptilian, you know, that's a word that a lot of people use in conspiracies and, you know, different agendas. I don't know if he's trying to hint that she was his handler. You know, who knows? But I just think the whole situation is crazy. I think that they're better off apart than together. You know, Lamar is not an alpha. He's not an alpha male to me. So she was definitely running that relationship. I mean, so much so when he going off like a few weeks ago on Instagram because she took his password and changed it and he couldn't get in and he had to create a whole new account. This was a few weeks ago. I don't know if he ever got it back, but yeah, he definitely sounds hurt. He sounds upset. One thing about Lamar, though, he is going to be honest. He was like, when he was like, did you cheat on her? He was like, yeah, but. I was like, okay, Lamar, not that, but, you know, so I just think the whole situation, you know, it says a lot. And another thing, too, remember when his kids came out and said that they weren't really feeling her and said that she was controlling. And I think at that point, Lamar should have listened to his kids, you know, and I'm not saying that kids don't, you know, they should or shouldn't run relationships. But if all your kids are saying the same thing about this woman, you know, at some point in time, you have to listen and take heed as well. So, yeah. DD Sam 499, she says, Community D Tristan. Yeah, it's like, I don't even know why she said French Montana. You know what I'm saying? I was like, Chloe's ex. Who, Tristan? That's the first thing that popped in my damn head. You know, French Montana can't really rap to me, but I've never heard about him just being a straight hoe and slinging it everywhere. So, but Tristan, on the other hand, oh, there's lots of stories about good old Tristan. I swear, that man's a straight up mess. Let's see here. Athena Renee Music says, hey, T, love your show. Even got my hubby watching. Love to hear your thoughts on the Keke Wyatt situation. I heard about that where she was crying and saying that biracial people are oppressed. And I know the social media drug her for that. She since cleaned it up or came back on a hobo apology tour. I didn't watch her apology because I just don't care. You know, like people just be saying stupid shit to go viral and get attention. She knows damn well that biracial people are not oppressed. Okay. So I felt like she just said it for attention, you know, and then it probably backfired in her face. Maybe some biracial people are picked on or told to pick a side or, you know, the stupid shit that society does trying to put biracial people in one box. I could understand that, but to say that they're oppressed, oppressed by who? Who? I don't think they're oppressed at all. You know, I just think we all have different walks of life and we all go through different experiences. And let's keep it real. Most of the people didn't even know that Keke Wyatt was biracial. She's one of those biracials that doesn't necessarily fit the biracial phenotype. You notice those are always the loudest and angriest ones? I'm just saying. Because I saw a lot of comments in the shade room like, she's biracial? She has a white mother. But a lot of people don't know it. And I've noticed that some of the ones who just don't necessarily fit that biracial phenotype, they're the first ones to hoop and holler because, again, they want y'all to know that they're biracial because everybody just assumes that they're black and they, you know, they got to let people know that. So because you don't see biracials who look biracial saying stupid shit like we're oppressed. So because when she said it, people were like, I just thought you was light skinned. I didn't know you was biracial. Look, Io Joy says, learn something new every day. Y'all be thinking I be acting shady. I'm being dead serious. Most people didn't even know she was biracial. Just like Claudia Jordan. She's another one. Like nobody even, you know, she looks more racially ambiguous, but most people had no idea Keke was even biracial. That's what, like, what is she talking about? But she's biracial, just like Faith Evans. Faith Evans is biracial, but they don't fit that phenotype that people assume come with biracial people, you know? And we talked about this. There's like a biracial hierarchy. You know, and sometimes when biracial people look more black, it's like they have to keep announcing that they're biracial. Whereas if you just look at somebody and you can obviously tell by, let's say, their hair texture, their phenotype, their eyes, all that stuff, you know, they really don't have to say anything like that. So I don't know. They said she apologized. You know, she apologized. Great. Y'all can forgive her. I never cared. So I feel no ways. I just saw it as a stupid statement and her trying to go, but you know, viral. I was like, she'll be on a hobo apology tour in a day or two, and she was. So that was my thoughts on that. Let's see here. Chantel Love 95 says, I just ordered some products from your Dope Beauty. I can't wait to try them. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And the website crashed over the weekend. Mario Nelson took a screenshot and sent it to me. I didn't even know, but it had crashed. It came back up. So y'all, I appreciate y'all supporting the skincare line. I really do. So thank you. Yeah, Faith Evans is biracial. Y'all didn't know that? Mm-hmm. Yes, Claudia Jordan is biracial. Good. Y'all, where have y'all been? Are y'all tea sippers? I did a whole breakdown a few streams ago on the whole biracial hierarchy and Claudia Jordan trying to act like she cares about colorism and all that stuff. Yeah. So, you know, again, I just be trying to sip my tea and mind my business until people bring shit to my attention. All right, so I've been down here almost an hour and I'm about to get ready to go. But we got to talk about this Halle Berry. Speaking of biracials, Miss Berry. We got to talk about Miss Berry. Honey, I see 14,000 people in here. If I'm speaking the truth, please hit that like button. Show your girl some love. Have my back, because I'm being attacked in these damn streets of social media because I called out Gorilla Glue Girl. So y'all show me love and hit some likes, because I bring receipts when I talk about stuff. So last but not least, let's talk about Miss Halle Berry. She's going through it, y'all. I don't know where to start with this situation. So, child. So Halle Berry went off the other day. Okay? She was like, just out of nowhere, nobody out here comes Halle Berry. Women don't owe you shit! I was like, damn, Halle, what's wrong? She just made a post. So she went off. Women don't owe you shit! And so all the guys were like, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? And then what happened is, honey, the story came out the next day. Her baby's father, her ex-husband, Gabriel Aubrey, he wants to charge her $16,000 a month in child support. In child support. So Halle Berry is hot. I've never even seen Halle Berry really talk about, you know, her personal stuff publicly, like on social media. So I'm like, damn. He done fucked up. Because usually Halle, you know, she keeps to herself. She posts pictures of herself and her kids, and that's about it. Well, she went off, and so she wrote this whole dissertation about child support. And a lot of people agree with her. I agree with her, too. She made some, like, really, really good points. Give me just a moment to pull it back up. And then she was in her comment section going toe-to-toe with some folks. Honey, somebody called her baby daddy a cracker and everything. And Halle was like, basically, yeah, he is a cracker. And how you think I feel that I'm having to pay this cracker? Oh, Halle was mad. So the person in her comment section, when she initially posted, women don't owe you shit, the person says, she owes that alimony and child support to that cracker who called her the N-word, though. So then she hit back and she says, it takes a great deal of strength every day to pay it. By the way, it's wrong and it's extortion. So she was in her comments like going off. Because if y'all don't know, that French baby daddy ex-husband of hers, when they got into it, he was calling her the N-word. Okay? And she talked about this in 2011. So let me go ahead and read to y'all. I'm getting my Mother Goose glasses on. Read to y'all what Halle Berry got to say. Let's see. Natasha F says, here from Haiti. We love and appreciate you, T. Looking gorgeous, by the way. Thank you, sis. Thanks for coming through. Shout out to my Zoes, honey. Here come all the Haitian flags. Hey! Let me go ahead and show y'all what Halle Berry had to say. I've never seen her go. She wrote a whole dissertation on child support. So that man done got her pissed. Halle out here writing dissertations. So Halle says, I'm not going to speak on alimony. And this is her replying back to people because she was in her comment section going off. So she says, I'm not going to speak on alimony as I have never asked for it, nor have I ever paid it. However, as for child support, I feel I can speak on it. I've been paying it for a decade now. I feel if a woman or a man is having to pay support that is way more than reasonable needs to help, that is way more than reasonable needs to help support the child. I think that it is wrong. I understand that some parents, man or woman, may need help, but I also feel like these modern times, both men and women have the responsibility to financially take care of their children and work hard and make every effort to do so. The way many laws are set up, people are allowed to use children in order to be awarded money, to live a lifestyle that not only they did not earn, but that is way above and beyond the child's reasonable needs. And that is the wrong and where I see the abuse. The laws are outdated and no longer reflect the modern world. This is just my opinion. I clearly don't own the truth. I can say I'm living it every day and I can tell you it's hard. I do totally understand the feelings of those men who feel they are and have been taken advantage of by the system. Honey, Halle was hot. I've never heard her go in like that. So she was definitely hot and I don't blame her, you know, and I've said this, you know, for both genders. Child support is not whole support. It's not meant to make sure that you're fucking weaving and nails and, you know, you're wearing a Balenciaga dress. Child support is for the child. Mr. Aubrey, you don't need $16,000 a month to take care of baby Nala. It just doesn't make any sense. She's not even a baby anymore, but y'all get what I'm saying. He is living off of Halle. I think he's too. He was a model, but he's old as hell now. Shit, who's watching him walk down any runways? That's why he's sitting there living off of her child support because he ain't getting booked for no more jobs. Britney Spears went through it as well. But the thing I don't understand is this, right? At least with Britney, when she got hit in the head for child support, at least Kevin Federline had full custody of the children. Now, he could still dance and stuff before he got morbidly obese. You know, remember he had gotten real big and was on Celebrity Fit Club. So he could dance and work, but he chose not to. And then he just got fat and was like, well, I can't dance because I'm so fat. So I need even more child support. Like Kevin was milking the shit out of Britney. But when I went to go research this case, I said, well, I'm confused. Did Halle Berry lose custody of her child? Did I miss something? Is her child living with the father full time? Why is she obligated to pay this man child support? And as I researched, they have joint custody. I'm confused. He doesn't even have the child full time. They literally have joint custody of the child. The child spends half the time with Halle, the other half with her father. Why is he obligated to get $16,000 a month? He was initially getting 13. Halle tried to lower it down to 3. The court said no. Now he's coming back in 2021 talking about, oh, he's struggling. Oh, he can't get a modeling job because he's getting old. Oh, $13,000 is changed. It won't suffice. So now he's petitioning the courts to raise it to $16,000. I mean, this is sick. And it's sad because men go through it all the time. She literally has joint custody. Because a lot of people are trying to spin it like, you know, Halle may not be able to keep a man, but she's a good mother. She keeps her babies with her. I'll give her that. I don't know what's going on in the men department, but she's a mother to her kids. And from everything I researched, she has custody. She didn't lose these kids. People are like, oh, well, he's the sole provider. No, he's not. He has joint custody just like Holly has joint custody. Why does he need $16,000 and the child is only living with you part-time? And that goes for anybody, male or female. If the genders were reversed, why should he, if he was the one making the money, pay Halle Berry $16,000 when it's joint custody? It doesn't make any sense. But this is what a lot of men go through, unfortunately. Now, let me bring this back. Just because I'm messy and I don't forget shit. Who remembers when he got his ass whooped? I don't know if y'all remember this for the young people. Honey, when I tell you, okay, Holly had gotten with her new husband, right? So her new husband, this is Maceo's daddy. What the hell was his name? Oliver. His name was Oliver Martinez. That is her son's father, her son Maceo. So Aubrey came over there trying to talk tough. He thought he was still running shit. When I tell you, old ass Oliver beat the shit out of Aubrey. It was so bad that our former president, Donald Trump, was tweeting about this. Remember the good old days when he still had Twitter? This is back in like 2011, honey. Donald Trump told him, you need to learn how to fight. You coming to Holly Berry house starting all this shit and leaving with a black eye and all types of bruises. Let me show y'all this picture in case y'all forgot. This is some bullshit. He won $16,000. This is why he's mad, because he got his ass whooped by Oliver. Damn, look at his eye. Y'all see his eye? Y'all wasn't ready for that damn picture. Donald Trump tweets post-brawl advice to Holly Berry's ex, Gabriel Aubrey. Learn how to fight. Even the ex-president was roasting his ass when this shit went down. See, one thing about TT, I don't forget shit and I bring receipts. That is why I believe that's why he's still bitter. That's why he's still mad. And that's why he's trying to get even more child support. Because he got his ass whooped. He ain't never forgot that ass whooping. So he wants to punish Holly Berry every chance he gets. To the point where Donald Trump is tweeting telling you, you need to learn how to fight. That's embarrassing. Y'all see how black that eye? He couldn't even open that eye. Wait, let me be petty. I got another picture. Y'all want to see the side view? Just because I'm petty. I'm going to show y'all another angle, honey. He went to the hospital. He got all these pictures taken in the ER. I felt no ways. Let me show y'all this picture real quick. Honey, this shiner was shining. Damn! Look at his eye. Look at that. When I tell you Oliver wazazazazooped his ass, Oliver, honey, hit him with the ones and twos. Good old Gabriel, whatever the hell his name is, Mr. Berry wasn't ready for that. Mr. Aubrey, he wasn't ready for them one twos. And then Oliver was walking around. Remember his hands were all cut up and shit? After he punched him, they had pictures of his hands. They was all cut and bruised. It was a mess. So I believe that is why he's upset. Ever since that ass whooping, he's been itching to just keep fucking with Holly. So, you know, good luck to you, sis. Hopefully the courts will, you know, either lower the child support or at least not raise it. He doesn't need 16 grand. That's ridiculous. Now, another Holly Berry news, unfortunately for her, I don't know. Like I said, she'll keep her kids, but as far as a man, I don't know what's going on in that department. Looks like her and Van Hunt just broke up yesterday. So I'm just reporting the news. She came out and told everybody that she's going to be single on Valentine's Day. Y'all remember Van Hunt? She said she was putting it on him. Remember Lisa Ray tried to talk mess about Holly, you know, how she is in the bedroom. And Holly came out and said, well, my man ain't complaining. Well, he's gone now. Peace be on to him. Let me show y'all this. Child, this man done left. So they done broke up yesterday. And this is what she put on her social media. She says, spending Valentine's Day solo. We're never alone when we're connected with ourselves. Then she posted this picture. No more boyfriends. And that's on Halle Berry. Child. I don't know what's going on with that one. I was hoping it would last with Mr. Van Hunt, but I guess he had other plans. Nyan Bella sent 50. She says, love you, T. I've missed you these last couple of days. Love you, too, and thanks for coming through, sis. So, yeah, this entire situation is sad. Not only is she getting hit up for child support and she's being forced to go onto social media to rant and rave, now her boyfriend of, I think she's been with them like less than a year, might be a yearish. They broken up. And this is what I think is part of the reason that she's always going through like men issues. I don't know too much about Van Hunt. I guess he's a singer or something, honey. I don't know. But I think Halle Berry, she kind of had the same issue like J-Lo, where they like to date men that are like not on their level financially and status-wise. You know, J-Lo dating background dancers and shit and, you know, just randoms. Britney Spears, too, you know, she got knocked up by a background dancer. You know, Halle Berry, you know, getting with this struggle model. It's like, where did she find him? He's cute, but he, where did you find him? You're not even dating one of the top male models. You know, then she was with Oliver. You know, he seemed to have handled his business, but then they got divorced. So I just think she needs to step her game up. You know, but the problem is, I think it's hard because she's Halle Berry. And I think what happens is she just wants to be in a normal relationship. She just wants to be loved. She wants somebody to see past this whole Halle Berry, you know, persona, the beautiful woman, all these movies that she's been in, and just love her for her. But unfortunately, because she's Halle Berry, she's like a conquest to a lot of guys. And so, you know, that's about not every man's goal, but, you know, people who have access to her. You know, they want to get with her. They want to date her. She's, you know, Halle Berry. She's that woman, you know? And I feel like once they get with her, either they get bored or it's like, oh, well, I conquered this conquest. So now I'm moving on. I don't know. That's just how I feel, you know? And that's sad. I think that's sad. And I just hope she eventually just finds somebody, you know, who eventually loves her. But, you know, she needs to take a break and not deal with any guys or have a boyfriend for a while. I think that's good, too. But I just think it's really sad, especially now that she's going through a lot, you know, for her and Van Hunt to, what's his name, Van Hunt? I'm saying his name right. Yeah, Van Hunt. I was saying my Van Lathan, the one that they said was smashing Kim. All these damn Vans, honey. Van Hunt, you know, for him to like, for them to have broken up now, is sad, especially while she's going through all this. So I don't know. I wish Miss Halle Berry the best. But I definitely think it's a situation where, you know, once they get with her, it's like, okay, I've accomplished my goal. I pulled Halle Berry and now, you know, they're leaving. Did somebody call him Van Helsing? Not the vampire movie. Y'all are a mess. Y'all are a straight up mess. Let's see here. J.E. Broomfield says, hey, lovely T, finally caught the live. Nothing gets by your critical eye. Love the look as usual. You are makeup goals, have been a tea sipper since the natural hair days. Thank you so much. And thank you for the super chat, love. Let's see here. Sunshine sent 3333. Thank you, Sunshine. Love you too. Jasmine Watson sent 40 says, hey, T, love your show. You keep me entertained while at work. That is awesome to hear. Thank you so much for stopping through. Nikki Proctor Walden says, T, I'm convinced that there's something wrong with her female parts. Just saying. Girl, I don't know because I've never had sex with Halle. So I don't know. I don't even think it's that deep, you know, because sometimes people say that, well, what'd she do wrong? What'd she do wrong? I just think it's just to the point where, like I said, she's Halle. And it's just, it's very hard to try and get with somebody on that level, you know, where she's at. And it's like, the guys who are on her level age-wise, because she's in, I think she's 50 now, who are really well-to-do upper echelon around her age, it's hard because they're all going for younger women. Look at P. Diddy. He's on the same level as a Halle Berry. Who is he chasing after? Girls who are like 19 and 20. You know, he's smashing his son's leftovers. So, you know, it gets hard as a woman gets older. It does. Dee Dee sent $49.99 says, dudes will break up with you before the holidays. Been there. Shake my head. Oh, you trying to say he broke up with her because he didn't want to buy her a Valentine's Day gift? Child, maybe that's it too. Thank you for the super chat though, sis. Kioka says, relationships are just a mess. My generation can't text for 2 weeks without disappearing. Shake my head. Yeah, I don't know how y'all do dating in this digital world. People will just ghost people. They'll delete their whole profile and start fresh. It's crazy. I've been seeing some of these digital dating stories, you know, with teenagers and young people. It's a mess. It's a mess. And I think part of that is the courtship is not the same. Like when we were younger, you had to come to the door. Get your ass out the car, knock on the door, you know, say hey to the parents, come on in so we can get a good look at you. You know, but now people just text, I'm outside, I'm out. Hold up, who are you going out with? You know, and I think that has like really messed up like the whole courting aspect. Or you just swipe left to, what is that called? To just hook up. I love to hook up, swipe left, hook up. There's no courting anymore. It's just, you know, Netflix and chill. Meet a random person on Facebook, invite them over, Netflix and chill. And then, you know, mess around and have a Netflix and chill baby. And then now you're paying $16,000 in child support. So it's crazy. It's really crazy dating in this world right now. Let's see here. Latoya Jones says, hey, T, been watching you for about a decade. Did you hear about RFK Jr. getting banned from Twitter for his opinions about the VAC? No, I didn't hear about that. Yeah. The social media banning and shadow banning is crazy. It really is. But thank you for the super chat. Chris Solo says, Holly needs a do it buddy. And that's it. Love from Detroit. Yeah, maybe that'll be something more easy, you know, but I feel bad for her though. She's definitely going through a lot right now, you know, as far as the child support. Gabriel is wrong as hell for that because he's already getting $13,000 a month and she's been paying that. Their daughter is 12. She's literally been paying that for a decade. And she didn't lose custody of her child. So it makes no sense to me whatsoever. It really doesn't. BBM says, why don't people ever assume something is wrong with the man's peen when when they be going through women? That's true. You're not lying. That's why I said I'm not going to go there and say it's her body parts because I've never been with her. I don't think that's right to say. But yeah, it's true. When guys are out here going from female to female to female, nobody says shit. Maybe his peen's crooked. Maybe it's little. Maybe it's shriveled. Maybe he can't stay up. Maybe it's old. Maybe he has one nut. I don't know. You know, like nobody ever talks about the male parts when there's a breakup. He can smash the whole industry. You never hear anything about, you know, maybe he sucks in the bedroom and maybe all these women left him after, you know, a few tries of that peen. Maybe his peen ain't no good. But, you know, we live in a very patriarchal society. So it's easy to blame the woman and say that, you know, maybe she's just old and washed as opposed to maybe he's the whack one, you know. So thank you for the super chat. I appreciate that. Let's see here. Emmy Grenade says, love you, T. You're always real. I appreciate you. Right. Three pumps and a dump. That might be it, too. You never know. So on that note, I've been on for an hour and 13 minutes. This was a wonderful stream, you guys. I appreciate you guys coming through and supporting. Like I said, I didn't want to talk about the whole glue situation again, but I'm going to defend my work. Especially when people are trying to sit there and say that I lied or, you know, I made this up. Well, we're not going to do that. So thank you guys for giving me a chance to defend my work and to defend my integrity. And like I said, feel free to go and watch that woman's video. Her video is an hour long, but I think she did an excellent breakdown. So tell her that, you know, T sent y'all. So on that note, you guys, have a good day. I will talk to you guys later. Have a good evening. Bye.